Shalom Aleichem, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha. And of course, in this week's Parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha, we have really the bulk of the story of Avraham Avinu from when he leaves to go to Eretz Yisrael until the end of the Parsha, where he's informed that Yitzchak will be born. During the parasha, we have the episode of Hagar, which I think to most of us is somewhat of a mysterious episode, where she comes to a place, she runs away from Sarai, and comes to a place where she sees Malachi Hashem. The Michtam Eliyahu, in the fifth volume, page 266 to 267, says something fascinating about this episode. Later, in the end of Perakov Dalid, we find by Yitzchak Avinu, Yitzchak Bai Mibai Be'er Lachai Rai, that Yitzchak Avinu is returning from the Be'er Lachai Rai, which the Farshim tell us, the Sfarno says it on the spot, Medrash says so. That was the same place where Hagar said, Haloi Reisi Achrei Rai. That's the place of this episode in this week's parasha. Why was Yitzchak there? Rashi says, the Sefarno says, Hispalel b'makayim shenishmat fila shivchasai. He davened in the place where the tefillah of his shivcha, I don't know why he calls it his shivcha, but Hagar, davened there. Boy, meber l'chayroi. He came from this very special place. That is 50 years later. Why is Yitzchak returning? He goes to Davin. This is where he goes. He didn't go to Har Moriah. It takes place after the Akedah. He didn't go to Har Moriah. He didn't go to the place where maybe his father Davin. He went to this particular place. Why is that so? The Michtam Eliyahu gives the following insight. He says you have to understand the story of Hagar. Hagar was obviously an extraordinarily giant person. Obviously a tzaddikus. She wouldn't be in the house of Avram, then married to Avram, and then have a child from Avram, if not for the fact that she was a balas madrega of extraordinary proportions. She was a madrega to see Malachim in the house of Avraham Avinu. No question about it. Zochsali dabek ba'Avraham v'liyas haram imenu. He says she was zeicha to connect to him, to be attached to him, to carry his child. What happened to her is she became a little bit of a balgaiva. On her madrega, she was zeiva on the aveira of gaiva. The pasuk says, v'tokyel givir ta'a be'eneha, that Sarah became less important in her eyes. She was the one carrying Abraham's child and not Sarah. So she saw Sarah in a light that was more calm, but take al gavir tabay now. Naturally, when that happened, she and Sarah fell out, so to speak. Fatanao Sarah. Sarah caused her pain. There's no yo says Sarah's kavana was to teach her, was to be mechanachar, was to teach her how to behave purposely. It wasn't the karma, it wasn't kina. But at any rate, vatanao Sarah, and what did she do? Vatifrach miponeha. And Hagar ran away. Hagar chose to run away rather than take the lessons of the high level of the house of Avram and Sarai. Now, at that point, Hamadrega went down. She left willingly. She left the house of Avram, left the house of Avram and Sarai, and went off on her own. Her madrega went down. That explains why later when she does see Malachim, when she does say Malachi Hashem, she says in surprise, Hagam, Aloim Reisi Achrei Roi, Pasuk Gimel, she says, could it be I see after I saw? What does that mean, I saw? It means that in the house of Avraham Avinu, She was in the Madrega to see Malachim. She knew that now she fell in her Madrega. But take her Gvirta Beinel, that's a fall in her Madrega. She wasn't worthy to see Malachim. There are times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a Siyata Dishmaya, something not worthy of, based on some old credits that they have, based on some old Madrega that they have, the special Siyata Dishmaya. So at that moment, she wasn't on the Darga to see Malachim. She said, Haloim, Re'isi Achrei Ra'i. Look at that. I see after I saw before. And therefore, that seeing was of great significance. Be'er l'chai ro'i, the place where I saw. Yitzchak Avinu understood that in a place of Siyata Dishmaya, in a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person what they once had, even if they're no longer ro'i l'kach, that's a place of tremendous rachmi shemayim, of tremendous bracha. In the words of the Mishnah Eliyahu, what a waste for some people who see such things and are not moved by them. Sometimes in life, it happens that a person has a special siyata d'shmaya. He may know he's not Roy Lakach. He may feel that he was once, that he has chasavais, but he has siyata d'shmaya at a certain time in a certain place. Woe to a person who wastes such an experience. Person who is zaycha to that, such a person has to grab on to that feeling, the feeling of having a siyata d'shmaya of old levels of madrigas. A person has to grab onto it and get a chizuk from it. And that's why Yitzchak went back to such a place. How appropriate for our dar and our time. Many of us have had extraordinary periods of asmada, of learning well in our yeshiva days. And we go out, we're busy with things of the world, we may be doing the right thing. Whether a person is zeichet to be a rav, but no longer learning with the old asmada, or a person is finding some other way to get parnasa for his mishpacha, whatever way a person is doing it, and whatever darga, when a person sees bracha, and he remembers his old asmada, his old levels, he has to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're giving me based on something I'm not deserving of. I remember times that I was, and he has to get a chizuk from that, and daven for that to return. This is the lesson of the Mishnah Eliyahu from Be'er L'chai Ro'i. Let me quote from a second one of the Sifrei HaMachshava, from the Alei Shur, Chelek Aleph, page Kuf Tzadik Aleph, Kuf Tzadik Beis, a wonderful nekuda, a wonderful point in a person's life. Avraham Avinu was Mekarev other human beings. How does a person do that? There's a midah of Sever Panim Yafes. There's a midah of coming to people with a happy face, with an eager face, with an enthusiastic approach, with an attitude, a positive attitude. Sever Panim Yafes, a positive attitude, is an important midah. And that's what the Alei Shur is discussing there. He mentions the Rebbe Avraham Grudzinski, who was the Mamale Makim of the Alta of Slabotka after the Alta's passing, worked on this for many years. He worked a few years specifically on being Makabal everyone b'seva parim yafesh, always having a positive attitude whatever happens. He writes that at the end of his life he was in the ghetto. The terrible torture of the ghetto in the time of the Nazis. And there, he kept his Sefer Parim Yafes. His Avelos was Tamam Balibai. The sadness, the mourning, the tragedy. When he met people, he did it the Sefer Parim Yafes. He exuded a positive sense. The Alei Shur writes poetically, so beautifully, he says, everyone needs a Sefer Parim Yafes. He writes, Talmud mitzapel laharis pnei rabbi. The student in class wants his Rebbe to look at him in a positive way. But also Rabbi, his Rebbe looks at his Talmud to see mitzad ha-Talmud some light, some appreciation of what he's doing. Children, they rely on the kindness of their parents. But parents too are hungry to see in their child good and positivity. In business, a purchaser wants the seller to look at him in a good way, but a seller wants the purchaser to appreciate his merchandise. In all relationships, it's two ways. Everyone needs a seber panim yafes. Everybody needs a positive attitude from the person he's interacting with. Listen to this. The Torah says about a judge, it says that a judge has to be very careful that when he deals with people, they say, Kiru Panim B'Mishpat. In judgment, you don't show somebody a more positive attitude than someone else. But Chazal say, Asar L'dayin Shaleyeh Rach L'zeh V'Kosha L'zeh. Why? Yistatmu Tainoisav. Says Ali Shur, you have a man, he prepared to go to court. He prepared his argument. He prepared what to say. He put effort. He knows a large amount of money depends on it. If he walks into the courtroom and the judge has a positive attitude towards the person who he's up against and a less positive attitude towards him, it'll silence him. He starts mutar naisav. He won't be able to do it. We all know. Sometimes we prepare. We can prepare a speech. We can prepare an argument. And it's how you say it. Depends on your mood. When one person comes to another person with a proper mood, he can give out a positivity that gives the other person the ability to work. That's bara adam b'tzalmai. The tzalam alakim in the person is the taiv, is the fact that a person has the ability to exude taiv. And we say, bar panacha b'satalanu. You give us all types of good. As a matter of fact, Ali Shur is quoted in one of the more contemporary Sfarim as saying that it's Daima La'ar HaChayzer, the concept, Kabbalistic concept of La'ar HaChayzer, something akin to telepathy, that a person in his brain waves, can sense what's going on around him. And therefore, Avram was Mekarev. How is he Mekarev? With positivity, with Arpanim. And it's something that we all have to learn from, to greet people with Arpanim. Someone you have a complaint against, or someone you don't have a complaint against. Somebody you like, or someone you may not like. Greet him positivity, with positivity, and the relationship will be that much more wonderful. Say Berpanim Yafes. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Shabbos Kodesh, a positive Shabbos Kodesh. We here in Brooklyn are experiencing a number of overcast nights in a row. Chaparai Kiddush Levana, as soon as the Levana comes and you see it. Even if you didn't have a Marv yet, there's no Halachim Kiddush Levana to be after Marv. When you see the Levana, grab a Siddur and be Mekadosh Levana, should be Zaycha. In the next few days remaining to us to see the Ara Levana, and to be zeichet, our levana should soon be kar hachama, kar shivas yimei bereishis, a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos to one and all.